Hi, I'm Shubhra Sharma, and I'm a corporate associate attorney at Global Legal Law Firm. Today, we're here to talk about the Federal Trade Commission's new final rule with regard to a ban on non-compete agreements with employees, including senior executives who make over $150,000 or any other employees who make below $150,000, including any other workers such as unpaid interns, apprentices, and other employees. Today, we are going to talk about a new rule that was implemented by the Federal Trade Commission, which bans non-compete agreements and clauses nationwide for any employees or workers or senior executives employed by any companies. Basically, what this rule says is that for a senior executive who is somebody who is making over $150,000, you may not enforce any further non-compete agreements with them. Does that mean that the previous agreements that you have with the senior executive is not enforceable anymore? No. You can still enforce an older non-compete agreement with the senior executive. But when it comes to somebody who is not a senior executive, for example, a worker who could be somebody who is paid or unpaid, such as an apprentice, an intern, an employee who gets paid under $150,000, when it comes to such workers, you will not be able to enforce any previous non-compete agreements or any future non-compete agreements. Basically, the idea behind doing this for the FTC was to ban any kind of unfair trade practices which do not allow employees to pursue any other careers in a similar business. And they believe that any such provisions relating to non-compete clauses and agreements is because they believe that it is an unfair method of competition which violates the provisions of the Federal Trade Commission's Act. This final rule, even though it's called a final rule, doesn't come into play until 120 days after it is published in the Federal Register, which gives us a little bit of time to get our employers in place to check on what they would need to change in respect of their agreements with their senior executives or their workers and employees. However, we are anticipating a lot of groups to pursue litigation. Such groups would probably be pro-business groups who would want to challenge this law that bans non-compete agreements. So what do you do if you would like to protect your company's interests? Are you not allowed to have any kind of protections as an employer? What we are expecting to see is more watertight provisions in your proprietary, confidential, and non-disclosure agreements, which would probably have to be drafted to protect you as an employer from an employee using this information against you. So, for example, if you have a trade secret that you would like to protect, you would want to include this in your confidentiality agreement. But as far as non-compete agreements go, you will not be able to enforce those against an employee, whether it is a senior executive or somebody who is paid lesser than $150,000 and could even mean somebody who is unpaid. Hi, I'm Shubhra Sharma, and I'm a corporate associate attorney with Global Legal Law Firm.